a chaos creator member from Al-Anon, and I'm very excited. I wanted to speak about step 11 on awakening from the book, and I will read from the book and then share a little bit about my thoughts about it. On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. I'm so excited at the moment, because I was thinking before that during the meditation, I had the thoughts that I had this prayer of the fear, and that I want that God shows me how he wants me to be. And now I feel like a student in front of exam. It's like this. I will take some moments to pray. Okay. Yeah, so when I do this in the morning, the first thing what is important for me is that I think only of the 24 hours ahead, and I don't have to think about my whole life, because I remember in times when I didn't have the program, it was like this, that I often had these feelings I had to solve all my life. And now it's only this little amount of time, which is one day, which is a section what I can handle, and this is already important for me to learn. And then I consider the plans for today, and this is really helpful for me, because I'm very bad at the find. When I don't make a plan for the day, it's very difficult for me to find the right amount of things I can do, I do too many things, or I do, and then I'm always in this mode of I should do this, or I must do this. And when I write four or five things down, then I have a good feeling in the end that I have done the things, I accomplished the things. And there's also, before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. This was also for me very important to, I learned in the program what is self-pity, and I didn't really, and that it's something what is not good, because I was living very much in self-pity and was very much complaining about my life. And this was like an addiction, and that helped me very much, that once a program friend told me about self-pity, and I felt like, okay, this is something what is not good, because before I had this feeling I have the right to have self-pity, because I felt so miserable. And so I thought I have, it's an authentic expression of my being when I have self-pity, and it's not authentic if I'm not like this. So
You're doing great, Yuta.
Thank you. I have this mind, this little criticizing mind in my voice in my head. But thank you, Jeff. Yeah, I remember when I didn't have a program, I woke up in the morning and I woke up with obsession and feeling of guilt that I'm not able to manage my life. And now when I wake up, I have a ritual. Also, this helps me very much. And I read this text in the morning and I say the prayers, and this is already something which I'm not overwhelmed by the thoughts of obsession. Under this condition, we can employ our mental faculties with assurance, for after all, God gave us brains to use. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here we ask God for inspiration and intuitive thought or decision. We relax and take it easy. I think this is the most important sentence of the book for me. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. Because this was kind of new for me that I don't have to solve the problems anymore by my own. I can't even by thinking and overthinking and obsessing about problems. And for me, it was mostly decisions to take. I had always to make a decision. It was always like, I have to do this or this. Always I had this, I have to make this decision, and always this urgency to take decisions. And this was driving me mad. And it was driving me so mad that this was in my mind. So it was so terrible that I ended up in mental hospital, and because I came to the point where I said, okay, I'm not able to make these decisions. I tried different strategies to ask other people, and then I didn't trust them. And then I asked 10 people, and in the end, well, I was so confused about it. And now it's different, because first thing is that when I consulted with program friends, there's mostly one line of they pointing me in the direction of God and my higher power, and there's one line, because before I had like 10 different mental, I don't know, esoteric and I don't know, consultants, and they have, which was very confusing for me to have so different philosophies also. And so now it's very good for me that I have one line, and this thing with the decision I often had also panic attacks when I was in the night, and then I was like, I have to, what shall I do? And I had always this feeling that my heart was beating, and I was like overwhelmed, and I thought I could not think about it. And now this, for the program, it's, then I can turn it and I can ask God for inspiration or intuitive thought or decision, and even it has to be at the very moment. But I can just turn to God and say, okay, take care. I can't solve it now. My brain is so mad, or I can't do it. And this is kind of, I don't have panic attacks anymore. I cannot say that I don't have fear, but this panic thinking of, this feeling, it's actually a feeling of being so overwhelmed by life. This I don't have anymore. We are often surprised how the right answers come after we have tried this for a while. I'm still exercising it. And
that's 5 minutes, Jutta.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I just wanted to say also, the freedom of self-will. I was thinking what self-will means to me, and I searched a little bit of this self. I can also, and this was also like this terminology of self-pity, self-will. I didn't know that it was wrong. So I thought also, you have to find out what you really want and this philosophy. And so, and now it was very confusing for me. And people also told me, you have to know what you want. And then I was so confused because I wanted the one day, I wanted this, and the next day I wanted something else. And it was totally confusing. And then I had to, I don't know, maybe I had planned something and then I had to cancel it. And I didn't think of the other people because I thought my self-will is the most important thing. And so I thought also that, this is helpful for me to see. Yeah, to have I thought it. I can also feel it sometimes when something is self-will. It's often it's so pushy and it's fearful. It's selfish, it's greedy, it feels like it has to weigh this way, it has to weigh my way, and I have this feeling also, and then I say, aha, okay, yeah, now it's, I can just pause, and this is also written in the 11th step, that we pause when we are agitated. I really like this, and this is, I'm forgetting it, but when I remember it, it's really cool that when I'm kind of, often when I'm agitated and adrenaline is coming, that I say, okay, stop, pause, I don't have to solve it now. And often there wonders happen that things, I have to say every time that I don't, things and solutions come up, I could not think, I could not manage them or think it. Or for example, there I have a meeting and I feel like, I don't want to go there, but I cannot cancel it. And then the other person cancels it, or some small things, but also big things that then I'm wondering, okay, that it's, I pause and I turn and I say that I will be done. And I will be done helps me also to take the life how it is. And I don't have to fight anymore. I don't have to fight any more life because I want, and other people, or I don't have to control them anymore, because if I say thy will be done, then it is. So at the first place, it's, I don't know how to say it, but then it's the first thing, I accept the situation as it is, and I don't have to manipulate or something.
That's time, Yuta.
Yeah, okay, I think I'm finished. Thank you.
Thank you, Yuta. That was beautiful. It was really rich and really, I wrote down 10 notes. So thank you so much. And thank you for speaking to us in English. I think, sometimes we forget, you're speaking a second language and sharing with all of us. And so thank you for all of you who are speaking a second language, for the lazy ones like me who only speak one and a bit languages. It was beautiful. Thank you so much. I'll go ahead and stop that recording now.